Welcome to Power Play, and a day when extreme political turbulence rocked the Capitol. This after Bombardier's passenger jet had its wings clipped by a punitive U.S. duty on sales heading south of the border into Boeing airspace. Coming up, we will get all the political backlash and look at the specter of retaliation by Canada in the way of canceling a planned purchase of Boeing jet fighters. Also, that decision came down amid the wrap-up of NAFTA negotiations in Ottawa. We will ask a former conservative leader on the government's advisory board if free trade is losing out to U.S. protectionism. And the Trudeau government is even more secretive than the Harper government. According to a media watchdog analysis, our press gallery tells their stories of blacked-out government documents. But first, Boeing was demanding an 80% duty to price a future competitor of Bombardier's passenger jets out of the U.S. market. Well, they must be pinching themselves today. The U.S. Commerce Department imposed a 220% duty on the C-Series Bombardier jet, effectively tripling the cost of planes now on order by Delta Airlines. The decision was roundly condemned in the House of Commons.
It's not just the employees of Bombardier that are worried. Across Canada, companies who are part of their supply chain have every reason to be concerned. What concrete action will the Prime Minister take to save those Canadian jobs?
We know that the punitive actions taken by Boeing are completely unfounded and without merit. We continue to stand by Canadian aerospace industry, and we will fight for it every step of the way.
Well, first out of the gate this morning, in the backlash of it all, was Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard.
Boeing may have won a battle, but let me tell you that the war is far from over and that we shall win.
All right, let's bring in the minister at the epicenter of free trade, U.S. protectionism, and political dogfighting. Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland joins me in the studio. Welcome to the show,
busy minister. It's great to be with you, John. I didn't know dogfighting was part of my job
description. It is. Yes. When it involves Bombardier and Boeing, it's called a dogfight. What was your reaction last night when you heard the number 220 as the percentage of duty that the Commerce Secretary is imposing on Bombardier for sales in the U.S.? What went through your mind?
You know, Don, from the outset, our government has taken a very firm and a very clear position on this. We think the actions of Boeing and of the Commerce Department are unjustified. We think this is all about keeping the C-Series out of the marketplace. Right. And we are absolutely committed to defending our aerospace sector and our aerospace workers.
As you said in your news, you're dealing with a protectionist U.S. regime. How do you fit a free trade deal into that mentality?
Well, it's an interesting challenge. And, you know, you're right. And I think that we need to be candid with each other as Canadians. You know, this is a U.S. administration which is openly, proudly protectionist, a U.S. administration that believes in America first. And that's just a political fact. Having said that, it is also the case that we have a great trading relationship with the United States, and crucially, the Americans have a great trading relationship with us. Mm-hmm. You know, we are the single biggest customer of the United States. We are bigger than China, Japan, and the UK combined. And let me assure you, instead of saying hello when I meet Americans, that's what I say. And that's important. And that underlying economic reality, I think, is ultimately the reason that I'm optimistic we're going to end up in a good place.
So when you walk in and see Wilbur Ross, he's your counterpart, and he's on the file on this one in the U.S., are you going to say, Boeing, $73 billion in subsidies since 2000? Are you going to point that out to him? Because clearly they've got the same issues, just different airline.
I think you're going to have to come with me.
Okay.
Okay. No, seriously. And, you know, of course that is a point we make. And I think it's important for Canadians to understand this too. Boeing absolutely is a company that enjoys very, very generous government subsidies. And we need to be clear about what's going on. And we need to be clear that this is, you know, a clear case of protectionism, a clear case of a company trying to take out its competitor.
Was there a chill in the room today when you sat down to talk to your counterparts in Washington and Mexico about free trade when this decision is such a big part of the story today.
You know, the reality is that the NAFTA talks are separate from these different Commerce Department mm-hmm. cases. They're handled by different, you know, the Commerce is run by Secretary Ross. Ambassador Lighthizer is the chief U.S. negotiator on NAFTA. So they truly are separate processes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was an issue that I raised with Ambassador Lighthizer, the Boeing Bombardier issue, because it's an issue which I know matters a lot to Canadians and matters a lot to our government. So mm-hmm. we were clear about our position and our concerns. But it is also, I think, important for Canadians to understand that these are very separate issues, separate processes. And also when it comes to the Boeing Bombardier case, we are all now pretty familiar, I think, with how the Commerce Department works, and it has a sequencing and a pattern. This was just the first stage. It was something that was set in motion a long time ago, right. And we all knew the ruling was going to come this week. It's a coincidence that it happened at the same time that we were having our NAFTA talks. But I want to be clear and unequivocal. Mm-hmm. We are strongly opposed to this, and we're going to fight for Canadian workers.
I'm curious, though. One thing that they are intertwined, and I think this really makes the case for you at the negotiating table, that you need an independent dispute settlement mechanism, because you don't want to trust this appeal going into a U.S. court system where the fix would seem to be in. Doesn't that underline it more, this Chapter 19 that we're talking about?
Well, you know, certainly, Don. And one of the things that, you know, I think Canadians are well aware of, and certainly people close to the Bombardier case, is preliminary decisions by the Commerce Department are almost always in favor of the U.S.
Right.
And so to that extent, you know, this was a process that was set in motion and was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, certainly something that Canada has been clear on from day one is that Chapter 19 is a very important part of NAFTA for us. It was one of the great accomplishments of the initial NAFTA negotiation. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to say, we know that good fences make good neighbors, and a good dispute settlement mechanism is how you ensure that you have an amicable and effective trading relationship.
I've literally got 30 seconds left. You're going into negotiations a couple of weeks in Washington. You've got a lot of the low-hanging fruit out of the way. Can you reach the top fruit before the end of the year? In other words, can you make a deal by the end of the year?
You know, what we are focused on is working hard, doing our homework. I want to take this opportunity to say to all Canadians, if you see a Canadian trade negotiator, give her or him a hug.
All right.
We have the hardest working, best team. We've done our homework. We have come with all of our texts. And we're working as fast as we can, you know, provided we have texts to respond to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're out of time. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. I went so fast.
Well, I could talk more, but apparently my producer says I can't. So
okay.
Thank you.
Very nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you in. Okay, the lead minister on the economic development file in Quebec, where Bombardier is headquartered, is Industry Minister Dominique Anglade. She joins us from Quebec City. Well, Minister, your premier says this is war and that Quebec is under attack. How on earth does Quebec, or indeed Canada, counterattack when you're in a trade war against a superpower, which also serves as our major trade partner?
Well, first of all, we have to remember that there are people that are also impacted in the United States. All along, we've been able to tell people that they need to realize that the impact that it has on the United States could have significant consequences. And I think you heard elected officials in the United States, companies in the United States saying that they were against what Boeing was doing. So I think we still need to mobilize people in the United States. That's one way of doing things. The other way, as the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, is to say, you know, if you're doing this, we can also decide not to buy your airplane. So this is also something that we need to be very strong on and very determined.
Well, there's a lot more steps that could still be taken. There's another ruling that could come down from the Commerce Department that could actually increase the duties being applied. What do you think is going to happen here? Can you get a fair shake from the United States, or is the fix in?
You know, it is hard to tell. Although if they add, I mean, the number is already ridiculous. When we're talking about 220% in terms of fees, I mean, this is already way completely disconnected from reality. So if they add another percentage to this, I don't think it's going to change radically the situation. Now, we have to be able to say that we're going to be entering the phase where we're going to be doing representations with the Department of Commerce, with the DOC. But we also have to be realistic about what's going on right now. The response that we're getting from United States is not a positive one. And that's why we need to be firm with Boeing, but also be looking at other opportunities in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, that's going to be critical for the C-Series.
Well, do you worry, though, that like Brazil's Embraer aircraft, they're already saying that they might file a similar unfair trade practice against Bombardier? I mean, could this spread around the world?
You know, we have no indication that this was spread in markets such as Asia or Africa or Europe. I mean, Embraer, we already had a number of disputes with Embraer, a number of things. But honestly, I don't think this would impact the other regions. We have absolutely no indication that this would be happening. But unfortunately, with the United States, we've seen it in softwood lumber. We see it with steel. We see it in the aerospace industry right now. So there is definitely a context that is difficult. But let's not